9 allegations of rules violations were filed by UW-Superior women's hockey coach Jane Norman on February 14th. A day later, UW-Superior Chancellor Julius Erlenbach asked the NCAA to investigate. Wisconsin Intercollegiate Athletic Conference Commissioner Gary Carner interviewed more than two dozen people on and off campus and found no evidence of wrongdoing.
There were some things that need to be reviewed by the institution, whether it's having explicit policies in place or procedures for certain things. And so the things that I did uncover that needed to be rectified are included in the recommendations that I made to the institution.
Among them is a local bar that may have been buying rounds of drinks for men's hockey players. If that happens, Carner says that bar should be made off limits to athletes. Beer bought for players by parents and fans after a game last year could be a violation, so Carner says each hockey player must contribute $15 to the charity of his choice. Receipts for raffles held at hockey games should go directly into a UWS account, and the university should have a policy about allowing high schools free use of its gym. UWS spokesperson Beth George says the university wants to get to the bottom of the allegations.
We are pleased to see that there are no significant sanctions, and we're equally pleased that Gary located some areas that need some fine-tuning.
UW-Superior has a month to document changes. Meanwhile, women's hockey coach Jane Norman is waiting for the results of another complaint she filed last year, charging sex discrimination between men's and women's sports programs. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.